It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Doug, hard to believe, but Kent State happened 45 years ago this week. And today, we're recalling the student protests that took place in the wake of those shootings here on the University of Kentucky campus.
There's a series of student protests that ultimately culminated in the burning of one of the ROTC buildings on campus.
And that would be the one near Blazer Hall.
There was also a memorial march to memorialize the students killed at Kent State. And then the protest eventually culminated at Buell Armory, the symbol of the military here on campus.
And we've got Joseph Birch, the director of security at that time.
There were leaders in that group calling for the burning down of that building. We had the campus police there in proper riot control equipment. Because we were aware that there might be difficulties that night, we had asked the state police to stand by or to be ready. They were ready and responded fairly quickly.
One of the eyewitnesses that we have interviews with, Sue Ann Salmon, actually gives vivid description of the events over the course of that day.
The parking lot behind the Memorial Coliseum was filled with state police cars. There was a whole busload, in fact, of state policemen, a busload or two of state police that had come in. And it was real unnerving, you know, living just two doors up from all these police who had big guns and, you know, were very intimidating.
As the police were marching in between the crowd and the building, one of the demonstrators who had been one of the leaders in calling for the burning of the building threw a brick through the window in full view of the officers and got himself arrested. We stood there. The police stood there and kept quiet. We talked to the group. Their leaders talked to the group. We had bullhorns. I gave them an official notice to disperse, and anyone that didn't disperse subjected themselves to possible arrest. And we had reached that point when the building across the way went up.
Actually, it was Sue Ann Salmon who was picked up for being responsible for the burning down of the ROTC building. Eventually, she was arrested, but the charges were dropped due to insufficient evidence.
So at that time, I saw a glow in the distance and behind the student center, and I thought, the student center's on fire, you know. And I thought, shoot, I want to get out of here. I don't want to be around a burning building with all these police. And so I just started jogging back home, and as I got up Lexington Avenue, all of a sudden I wasn't jogging on the ground anymore. I was in midair because there was a policeman on either side of me. They just sort of picked me up. They put me in a police car. And by that time there were about 10 or 15 of these Lexington residents. They were all standing around this police car. And they were saying, we saw her do it, we saw her do it, we saw her throw that bottle.
In actuality, it was a bottle of ginger ale, not a Molotov cocktail. Finally, Governor Nunn reflects back on the implications of this event here at the University of Kentucky.
And this is important because he's the one that called out the Kentucky State Police and the National Guard.
We anticipated, secondly, that we are prepared to meet it, and thirdly, that we could meet it in the same manner in which I did, and that we save the lives of people, possibly, but we certainly saved the destruction of a great institution like the University of Kentucky.
And if you want to relive what the campus was like 45 years ago, there are pictures and interviews on the Nunn Center website. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral Histories has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks again for joining us.